What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Anime and Stuff podcast. I am Sir Sitz-a-Lot, or just Sitz, whatever. And I'm here with my lovely assistant, Gina Greenbean. this is our second podcast, and we are talking about the first two episodes of Naruto. But before that, I'd like for you guys to get us to know us a little better. So, yeah, so for this weekend, nothing really happened.
You got a cat.
Except I have a cat, sort of. My niece, who goes by the name of Monster, found a cat at her house, and it's kind of become a part of our family. It's a stray, obviously. So I named it Irene after Irene Adler from the wonderful Sherlock Holmes series. Her full name is Irene Catler.
Catler.
Yes. Sorry. And she is adorable.
Aww.
All right.
Did you get picked up for rabies, though? I don't trust cats.
No.
Really?
Also, before I forget,
that was not a clapping moment.
Also, before I forget, we do have our producer with us today. He goes by Sniggle Fritz, or just Fritz. He was shouted out in the last podcast, or Sherman, and he was shouted out in the last podcast. So everybody, welcome him. He will actually be our special guest next week. You can't see him. We're in Google. What is it called? Google
Hangout.
Yes. And he is down here on a little screen, and he waved at everybody who cannot see him. So that's, yeah. So welcome aboard. He will actually be our special guest in the next episode next week, and that should be really fun. So yeah. So let's get started with Naruto. The first two episodes, like last time, I want to start with a synopsis. This is from the AnimeFreak.tv website, where I usually watch the animes. Says, before Naruto was born, a great demon fox had attacked the Leaf Village, the Hidden Leaf Village. A man known as the Fourth Hokage sealed the demon inside the newly born Naruto, causing him to unknowingly grow up detested by his fellow villagers. Despite his lack of talent in many areas of ninjutsu, Naruto strives for only one goal, to gain the title of Hokage, the strongest ninja in his village. Desiring the respect he never received, Naruto works towards his dream with fellow friends Sasuke and Sakura and mentor Kakashi as they go through many trials and battles that come with being a ninja. And this is based on the manga by Kishimoto Masashi. So, yeah. So hopefully you guys watched, you probably didn't, but we did. So
it's a really good series, in my opinion. Well, kind of. It is. No, it is. It's amusing. It's about ninjas, so.
Ninjas are awesome, of course. Alright, so, let's get into it. So, what'd you think of the series so far?
Oh, well, the two first episodes were, good. The first episode, Naruto is, he doesn't have his parents, so he doesn't know, I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
He's an orphan.
Yeah.
Poor orphan, little orphan Naruto. Anyway, what's that?
Really, I said everyone hates him. It's really sad.
Yeah, all the adults do. Well, I guess most of the kids do also. Anyway, so pretty much the series starts off with Naruto running through the streets of his Hidden Leaf Village, where he is defacing the great Hokage Mount Rushmore thing. It's pretty much what it is. And he, of course, gets caught by his teacher, Iruka, and he is sent to his class He pretty much is leaving the academy. It's his last time at the academy before he, you know, gets his own trainer. And
his ninja school, right?
Yes, his ninja training school.
So he has to graduate. In the first episode, they have like their graduation.
Yes.
But in order to graduate, they have to do which one is it?
The replication jutsu.
Yeah.
Pretty much, they have to transform themselves to look exactly like their teacher. And, of course, we're also in this episode, we meet Sakura and Sasuke, and of course they both pass with flying colors. And then comes Naruto, who decides to use his special technique that he created called in the English version it's called the Sexy Jutsu. The Temptation Jutsu, that's what it's called. He uses that, which pretty much turns him into a naked girl with little clouds surrounding the naughty bits, and he pretty much is told that he's failed. So he kind of bonds with his teacher a little bit,
because his teacher was also an orphan.
Right. Excuse me.
Who was actually killed by the nine-tailed fox.
Yes.
Naruto, kind of.
Yeah. anyway, he decides that... He doesn't really decide. He's always known that he wants to be the Hokage because he wants to be noticed. Which I think is like something that happens just like for real with real kids. When they don't have parents or something, they act out. So he kind of just acts out just to be noticed, pretty much. We don't want to tell the entire story of the first couple episodes. But eventually he goes back to his class and he's gung-ho. He's like, all right, this is our final test. And he has to make a replication, or a clone. Not a shadow clone, but what are they called? Just regular clones. And of course, everybody pretty much can do at least, I think he said three. And Naruto can't even make one because it is his worst ability, I guess. So
he fails. He doesn't become.
Yes, he fails. And actually, there's I guess he would be called a student teacher. I guess. I can't remember his name. He kind of teaches with Iruka Sensei. Find his name here.
Was this in the first episode?
Yes.
Oh.
see, his name is... Oh, Mizuki. Mizuki. Or, oh, I don't know how you say that.
Right, yeah, he's kind of important. Well,
yes.
right.
Mizuki is actually not a very nice guy. And because Naruto has failed, he kind of tricks Naruto and tells him, well, if you steal this special scroll and learn from it, you will be able to pass. It's called the Scroll of Sealing. It's not really clear what it does. I think it just teaches them how to use shadow clones. So
I think there's more important stuff in it, because everyone started freaking out when he stole
that's
it.
That's true. They don't really talk about it, though.
Because I think in there was like a way to undo the seal on him.
Yes. I do remember that part.
So they all freak out and they chase after him?
Yeah, they chase after him, and coincidentally, Iruka is the one that finds him. Because, you know, that happens. And I forgot his name again.
Starts with an M. That's all I remember.
Mizuki.
M-I.
Mizuki?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Fritz is yelling at us, essentially yelling, Mizuki, Mizuki! Mizuki. Kind of... He pretty much tells Naruto that Iruka hates him because the nine-tailed fox is inside of him, and the nine-tailed fox is what killed Iruka's parents. And, pretty much, Mizuki attacks Naruto to kill him so he can take, I guess, both kill the nine-tailed fox and to, I guess, take the scroll. Also, Naruto never really knows why the people don't like him. And Iruka is pretty much the only person who really understands him, because he too lost his parents, and he too acted out as a kid to get attention. And pretty much, Mizuki just tells him, you have the nine-tailed fox inside of you, and you killed Iruka, his parents, sorry, and he hates you. And so, Naruto kind of runs off. Again, I don't want to go play-by-play of everything that happened in the episode like we did last week. But, Naruto kind of runs off, and apparently, Iruka gets to him beforehand and tells him to hide or something. And Iruka transforms into Naruto and starts running through the trees and such. And Mizuki decides he's going to trick Naruto again by transforming into Iruka, not knowing that Iruka is now transformed into Naruto. Mind blown yet? It should be. So pretty much they attack each other, and Mizuki is about to kill Iruka.
It's a pretty emotional battle, if you ask
and,
me.
Yes, very much so. And Naruto pretty much just gets freaking pissed. He said, if you touch my sensei, I will kill you. I like it in the Japanese version, which is the one we watched. We watched the original with English subtitles. But I actually like the English version of that part better, because he just comes out and says, if you touch Iruka Sensei, I will kill you.
I think they did on the...
Well, he straight out says it in that, but he kind of words it different in the Japanese. But, okay. Sorry, I'm being distracted by our producer over here.
Distracted.
Is that pretty much... Oh, Iruka decides that he is going to graduate Naruto to a full-fledged ninja. Which is... makes Naruto soups happy. And the episode pretty much ends there. The second episode...
Wait.
Yes?
What have we learned? No. So, pretty much, Naruto figures out that he has that demon inside him, so he realizes why people hate him, right? And he becomes a ninja. I think those are the big points, right?
Yes. Alright. Also, first episode, as we said before, debuts the sexy jutsu, which actually plays a part in episode 2. So, essentially, Naruto, still being the class clown, decides he's gonna put makeup all over his face for his, I guess, ninja yearbook picture or something.
It's like his license. license.
Yeah, his license. And he is sent before the fifth Hokage. His name is Sarutobi. But he's more commonly known as the fifth Hokage. He pretty much gets sent before the Hokage, pretty much being sent to the principal's office, except instead of the principal of a school, it's like a principal of a town. So he's in there and he's getting scolded, and of course Naruto, being Naruto, uses his sexy jutsu on the Hokage, who also turns out to be a perv.
I feel like everyone's a perv in this show.
Yes. Oh, we forgot to talk about the end of the first episode, where Naruto uses Shadow Clone Jutsu and pretty much makes hundreds of himself and beats the crap out of Mizuki.
Right, which is why he graduates.
Yes.
Because he proved that he could do it with hard work and determination.
Believe it! So yes, second episode. Excuse me.
It's more like a comic relief episode.
Yes. Episode 2 is kind of a filler episode. There's quite a few, in fact, near the end of this series, there's, maybe 2 whole seasons worth of filler episodes. Because I guess they were trying to catch up with the manga. Or to let the manga release more, more chapters of the anime the manga before they went on with the anime. But yeah. Episode 2, he's in there, and, while he's sitting and being scolded by the Hokage, this little boy runs in with a shuriken. Yes, that's true. I have been saying fifth Hokage the entire time.
He's the fifth. Right?
Oh, yes.
The fourth died.
That's right.
Wow, guys. Wow.
My producer is giving me information that I'm misinterpreting. Anyway, this child is actually named Konohamaru, and he is the grandson of the fifth Hokage. And, he pretty much tries to kill his grandfather just to, become the Hokage. And, in doing so, he pretty much trips over his own feet and falls flat on his face. Which is hilarious. And, pretty much, Konohamaru says, oh, well, Naruto tripped me, so it's his fault. And, oh my goodness.
Wasn't even a joke. There was no point for that. Okay, moving on.
Maybe we shouldn't have a producer anymore. So, anywho. Where was I? I don't even remember.
The boy blamed Naruto for tripping him.
Right. Konohamaru blames Naruto, and Naruto kind of has him in his grips by the shirt. And in Konohamaru's head, he's thinking, oh, he stopped because I'm the Hokage's grandson, so nobody does anything to me. And Naruto just doesn't give a crap and punches him in the head, which makes Konohamaru respect him. It makes him want to follow him, for Naruto to be his boss or master or something like that. And so, pretty much the entire episode, Naruto is trying to teach Konohamaru how to do the sexy jutsu, which is very funny because he's like temptation jutsu. He's like 7 or 5 or 6 or 7 years old, and pretty much everything Naruto does gets him beat up. Naruto, not Konohamaru, because since he is the Hokage's grandson, nobody really messes with him. And Naruto's kind of getting upset because he's like, why is this happening to me? Why am I getting punched in the face and beat up? Essentially, just Naruto and Konohamaru getting themselves into trouble for no reason other than to for him to be able to do the temptation jutsu. After a couple mistries, Konohamaru kind of explains to Naruto what's going on. He tells him that because he's the Hokage's grandson that he's not respected, pretty much, I guess.
In a way, he kind of has the same problem as Naruto.
Right.
Because Naruto also wants the attention and respect of the village, and he thinks being Hokage will get on that, and the same with the grandson.
Yes.
So, they have a bond.
Yeah, they kind of bond together. And they're kind of BFFs throughout the entire series.
But they're kind of enemies at the same time.
Right, they're sort of rivals.
Because
they're both...
It's kind of cute.
They're both attempting to become the next Hokage. Which, spoiler alert, doesn't happen. Anyway, not the next one, at least. So, there's a character we didn't really talk about, but, it is Ebisu, which is kind of the, Konohamaru's teacher. And he's very
I don't remember his name.
He's very hard-nosed about everything.
It's
annoying. And he's in the same boat as all the other adults in the village in that he knows about the nine-tailed fox is inside of Naruto and thinks that Naruto is up to no good. So, pretty much Ebisu comes up and tries to get Konohamaru to come back with him. And, Konohamaru finally perfects his temptation jutsu and transforms in front of Ebisu. And Ebisu, of course, like all the adults in this show, is a giant perv. And but just that alone doesn't stop him. So, Naruto, standing up for, I guess, himself and Konohamaru, uses the Shadow Clone Jutsu once again. And, Ebisu pretty much tells him, I'm not Mizuki. I'm not going to be defeated by Shadow Clones. And this is when Naruto uses his other special ability that he created himself, which is called the Harem Jutsu, which is where he takes all of his shadow clones and turns them into the Temptation Jutsu girls. So essentially there's 50 naked girls kind of surrounding Ebisu. And of course this causes him to nosebleed rocket into the sky, pretty much. And he just kind of blinks away into nothingness. Like Team Rocket. He's pretty much Team Rocket from Pokemon. And pretty much... What was that?
I said, so they win.
Yes. Shadow Clone Jutsu saves the day once again, thanks to Naruto. Sorry, I've been watching Powerpuff Girls lately. That's also something about my weekend, but we've already, whatever. Anyway, He pretty much gets sent flying, and Konohamaru decides that he's not going to follow Naruto anymore because he wants to become Hokage with his own power, with his own skills and strength. And so instead of becoming a follower of Naruto, Naruto and Konohamaru are now rivals, like we said earlier. And that kind of goes on throughout the entire series. And then everything's happy, I guess. Also, the Hokage realizes that both Konohamaru and Naruto have grown from this, because I guess one, because they bonded, and two, because Naruto kind of taught Konohamaru the true meaning of being a ninja, which is to, you know, work hard, use your own strength, like I said before. I'm making anime motions in chat. So those were the first two episodes of Naruto. Some people call it Naruto, some people call it Naruto. It used to bother me. I used to get real mad when I would watch an episode of Naruto with somebody, and the whole entire episode they were like, blah 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 Naruto, blah 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 Naruto, and the person was still like, Naruto. But then I kind of just got over it, because it's not a big deal. But so yeah, so let's see, how long has this been going on? We have 26 minutes. This is a lot shorter than last time. Which I think is good, because last time we just like pretty much told the entire synopsis of the episode. I don't know if we talked about this or not, but what was your thoughts on the anime as a whole? And would you recommend it to other people?
Yeah, I would recommend it. It was amusing. It's long, though. It goes on forever.
Yes.
I wasn't able to finish the whole series when I first started it. But it's amusing. It makes me laugh.
It's one thing I like about this anime is that they don't really take themselves too seriously. Especially in the first series.
The first episode was a little more emotional, but then they have a lot of filler ones, like you said.
Yeah.
That'll just make you laugh. The characters are likable to an extent.
Now I know we didn't get a chance to really meet all the characters in depth.
Yeah, not really.
In these two episodes. But What is from what you remember? Who are some of your favorite characters?
Oh gosh, I mean it's really been a long time, but I don't even remember most of their names. But one of my favorite was the guy with the patch. His second teacher. I don't know his name.
Oh, Kakashi. Kakashi cool sensei. Yes, he has the Sharingan eye.
Yeah,
He's a cool teacher. He's really laid back, and
he has the dogs.
He's real.
With the dogs.
He's real laid back, and he's always late, but it's always for a good reason.
And then just like, well, it kind of like all the characters that I really liked are way up ahead. Like I really liked Lee's character.
Yeah, Rock Lee.
he was a goofball. And
I think my favorite character, at least in the first series, I have a lot of favorite characters, first of all.
Well, there's a lot of characters.
Yes, that's true. I'll just list off a few of my favorites. I like Shino, which is the bug.
Oh, yeah!
The bug ninja. Shino is also our producer's favorite character. I like him, and I like Rock Lee, of course, but I think my all-time favorite character, besides, you know, the main three, would have to be Shikamaru, who he pretty much Yes. He's lazy, but he's pretty much a genius, and he uses shadows as his form of...
No, that was... That is the lazy one. Okay.
Yes.
No, I'm getting a little confused.
Yes, Shikamaru. I think he has to be my favorite character.
Yeah. Well, I like them all. I like the guy that likes to eat. He's really funny.
Choji.
Yeah.
I pretty much like all the characters. I even like Orochimaru as a villain. I don't like him as a person, if he was real. But, he's a pretty good villain, I guess.
Yeah, he's creepy enough.
Yeah, he sure is. Artwork. How do you think, what do you think of the animation?
It's good. Like, I'm very not picky.
Would you compare it to anything else? Compare it to the art style of Avatar. Last week's episode.
Well, it's a little different since Avatar is American.
Yes.
It was clean cut anime style.
Pretty much. I really like, I pretty much like everything about this series. All the characters are cool and interesting, and it's really cool to see all the different things that the characters use. Like, for instance, like I said, Shikamaru uses shadows, and Shino uses, excuse me.
Yeah, they get really creative.
Shino uses bugs. Choji, which is another favorite character of mine, he pretty much uses his fat as a weapon. Pretty much his body, he can, you know, expand parts of his anatomy, like his arms or whatever, and he's a pretty funny character too. Anything else you could think of to talk about Fritz?
We have to do our shout-outs.
That's true. We do have to shout-outs. Okay, first of all, I want to give the biggest shout-out ever shouted out to anybody, ever, to Sarah, Ukulele Sauce, Yuki Butt, whatever you want to call her. She is awesome, and she also keeps nagging us, but we love you anyway. And, yeah, so, shout out to her, also got Palindrome, Nerd Bomb, so what else we got, Fritz, of course, Matthew, PBF, Peanut Butter Fox, it's weird saying his name, because I'm used to just calling him PBF, but, Dr. Shakta, which is my friend Keith, who comes in every once in a while, and
should we shout out our producer? No, I think we should.
I think we should. We want to give a big shout out.
Oh, well, actually, should we just let him say stuff?
To Fritz.
I think we should. Just come.
Unmute your chat and say hi to everybody.
We can't hear you.
I don't think he's really talking.
Oh, that was a joke. Wow.
Fritz! He will, like I said earlier, he will be our special guest next week. And
King of Bandit Jing.
We, for the podcast, we're watching the first two episodes, but feel free to watch the rest of them.
It's not a long one, right?
I think it's like 13 yeah. episodes. Yeah. So, 13
episodes, 4 OVAs.
Easily doable.
Yeah. One of my all-time favorites.
So we will have a full discussion on that. And I just realized while looking through the chat here, that I never really asked GBM about her vacation. So how was your vacation? She went to Texas for a few days to visit family. How was that?
it was fun. It was for my cousin's graduation party. So, pretty much a lot of food.
It's always nice.
It was a lot of... My family's pretty crazy. It wasn't even our full family, because we all live all over the place. So, it was like half of us there. And they have a really, really nice house. Like, they do well. They have, like, my dream house. They have a pool, a trampoline. I learned how to play horseshoes this weekend.
Nice.
Surprisingly, I'm decent. I beat my sister, so that was a bonus.
For my week, I pretty much, two of my nieces and nephews from another city came to visit, and they're still here actually. And the younger one, she goes by Crazy on the vlogs, which you should check out as well. But I'll talk about it later. She pretty much watches Powerpuff Girls in the morning, and so I've been watching it.
I didn't even know they still showed that.
Oh yeah. And also, I currently have a job. A temporary job. And
job's a job.
That's right. And it's only 3 days. And then for this weekend I'm going to a YouTube meetup in Cary, North Carolina. I'll get to meet a lot of cool local YouTubers, including Jason Ergo, and that's pretty much the only one I know, personally. I've never done this before, so also, I have a new video out. It was not created by me, but it was created by my two of my nieces. Actually, Monster and Crazy, which I've talked about both of them today. That is at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ SirVlogsalot, SirVlogs, ALOT, and 2 zeros at the end of that. Again, do you want to talk about any of your stuff?
I don't really have any faces.
Okay. Fritz, any Tumblr, Twitter, anything you want to shout out?
That would be a no.
Yeah, I guess not. All right. So, this has been going 37 minutes. That's close to where we were. So yeah, I hope you guys
sign off now. We're still going to
I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Like I said, next week is King of Bandit Jing. First two episodes, but feel free to watch the rest. We might get around to talking about more episodes of that down the road. So yeah, any ending remarks?
Thanks for listening, guys.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, next week.
So
hopefully next week, Fritz will not play sound clips every 2 seconds. So, that is the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening. I am Sitz with Green Bean and
Gina.
Fritz.
Sorry.
And we'll see you next week. Don't know what day exactly. Last week we did it on Monday. This week, this is a Tuesday. It's just when everybody's schedule falls in place. So, yeah, like I said, thanks for watching. Come back next week. Do your homework. And for my ending thing, stay classy and watch some anime. See you guys. See you guys next week.